Well, today joined by Jeff Chambers. Of course, everyone across the Saskatchewan golf community knows who Jeff is, one of the premier coaches in our province, and got to do an unbelievable, experience, I think, for you, Jeff, and go to Liverpool in England for the 131st, I think I saw on your post, World Amateur Championship. How did this all come together before we talk about, the experience in the United Kingdom?
Well, it's about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, sometime in that time period, I just got up and opened up my emails, and there's an email from Emily at Golf Canada, and she's the head of player development and the programming and everything else. So I was kind of shocked to see it. Didn't know what it was about, and it was to ask me if I wanted to go as assistant coach with Team Canada to Liverpool, England for the amateur. And I had to read it twice, and I'm like, well, that is quite the email to get. And then, so I had to process it. And then I realized it was a quick turnaround. I think I only had 2.5 weeks to before the event started. So there's a lot of planning involved. Obviously I had to talk to my wife before I said anything, but she was like, she says, well, when is it? I'm like, oh my God, like you're right in the middle of all your lessons. And that we have an MJT event. And then all of a sudden she thought about it. She says, but we're going to make it work. And I'm like, oh my God, right on. And we did. So, cause it was actually one of my busiest times of the year right now. And, but luckily my assistant here, Gray Lund, he wanted the challenge. He took over the challenge of doing all my Op 36 classes. And then we're working with the high school kids. So he took over all of that for me. And then my wife and my amazing team with the MJT ran an unreal event in Humboldt still. And so it gave me the go ahead to Golf Canada. And next thing I know, I was on a plane and heading to Liverpool. And it was it was unreal. It was such a good event. Learned so much. As I always say, as soon as you think you know it all, then you're at a disadvantage. So I'm always about learning more, and I definitely learned lots there, and just loved every minute of it.
Yeah, for sure. I think everyone around the community for the province knows how supportive Carrie is, for sure. She's grinding away at those MGT events, registration, all that stuff. Some highlights just over the, the week or whatever. I'm sure there's many, but, just what's kind of sticking in your mind now that you're back home and kind of, reflecting a little bit.
Well, yeah, I haven't had a lot of time to reflect, but the time I did, like when I was sitting in the airport for a 6-hour layover, got to reflect quite a bit, and I did up some reports for Golf Canada with just my experiences, and I kept a journal as I was over there because it's I feel it's always a good idea to put that stuff in. But there wasn't really specific times. It was just more over, like, probably by far the best feeling that I had was when I first stepped into Royal Liverpool, just with the history of that golf course and the excitement of the kids. And it was a beautiful day, and it was not during the practice round. The practice round, it was just nice to be there. It was actually the first day of competition, and it was just to feel the energy in the air. Like, I try to explain it, like I had this similar experience when I was at St. Andrews in the old course when I took a Canadian team there many years ago. But when I stood there, and I just, like, the clubhouse is right behind me and the range was in front, and then the first fairway going across and the starters there, and it was just, I don't know, it was just a feeling that I've told people that I just, this is where, there's no other place I want to be other than right here, right now. And I just had a smile from the inside out, and it just felt just perfect. So that was a big highlight. And then obviously just watching the kids play, I call them kids. They're 19, 21 and 21, but grown adults and very established players. And I was just literally amazed at their short game, which definitely stood out. They could just get up and down from everywhere, and they did. God, it was hard. the amount of short game wizardry you had to have there was crazy. And you see why they're the best, because God, they were just magicians with their wedges in their hand. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed working with them and to find out more on, you know, how they got that good. And it was the same story in college golf. That's what they do. Short game, short game, short game, short game. And so it was fun to watch that. And I actually caddied for one of the kids, Matt, on one of the days. So that was a pretty neat experience to put the caddy bib on and do that role and just be so part of it.
For sure. You've obviously done a lot of stuff, and golf has taken you worldwide, as you mentioned, St. Andrews, clearly across the States for all things you've done or coaching and all that. Where did this experience rank?
Well, it definitely ranks right up there. Yeah. To be with the Golf Canada crew and to wear, anytime I get to wear the Maple Leaf flag and the Canadian clothing, it's always a special thing for me. This was the first time with them that I was at a tournament stage. Like 20 years ago, I worked a little bit with Golf Canada, where I traveled across the country doing high performance camps for the women's team. But for an actual event and to go with them as a coach, this ranks up there, right up there. I've had some great trips thanks to the MJT and our Canadian teams that we've taken to Australia and to Estonia and Scotland. But this one, I really don't have a complaint about it. It was just that well done by the RNA, and the tournament was run so well. The kids, the players were next level. Like we connected instantly. Like I didn't have to sell myself at all. They knew who I was and what I've done, and I knew who they were. Like we researched each other up, and so just to connect, it was instant, instant that we connected, and I thought that was just awesome. It was great to be part of. Coach Benoit was there, and first time I've met him, and we connected and talked about coaching strategies and his philosophies. As I was going, I didn't want to overstep. In the past, I've always been the main person running whatever I've been doing. So to go as an assistant was a new role for me. So I didn't want to overstep. But he gave me the red carpet to just do what I do. So it was pretty awesome. And it was seamless for me to adapt to them and to work with them.
For sure. So lastly, this might be a little bit harder question, not really about the trip, but so you see these three young men playing top, you know, very good amateurs like in Canada right now. Obviously, you know, Ryan is having an unbelievable season. Harrison's been playing great. Ethan right up there, a little younger, Lucas and Austin. But how much, like how close are these top kids in our province? And you can go to the female side too, but to get to that level, because it's the next level in Canada essentially.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you ask that, because I actually just made a comment at the Next Gen to Ryan's mom about his stellar play, and basically said, I told her, I said, see, I was just getting practiced up, so next time I'll be able to be taking to Ryan out there the way he's been playing. I mean, he's proving himself. He will, without a question, get to the spot where he will be able to contend and be part of the Team Canada squad with the way he's going. And I believe that in Saskatchewan, we've got some great players coming up. You know, Harrison plays some pretty solid golf. Ethan's played really well at different events. And then you've got Austin. He's young. Like he's just turned 15. And he's already competing at a high, high level. And we're only going to see better things coming yet, which is exciting. So we've got some really good players right now that I totally believe with a little bit more guidance and just practice time and experience at the big events that we'll see some Saskatchewan players competing for us on the national and world stage. I for sure believe that.
Yeah, unless I missed something, I think it was Jesse Gibson to kind of be the last one to put, you know, Saskatchewan on the national map, that aspect.
Absolutely. Like it's, and I was back with Jesse, and really he had a game above games back then, and now Ryan, like I said, Ryan is just exploding with the next gen events, the MJT major event that here in Swift. Like he's putting together, he knows how to win, and just is such an all round solid game. So he's definitely going to be the one to watch going into the next couple of years here. And but yeah, like I said, we got some young players right behind him that are so good already, and just going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, we'll get to see them again in about 3 weeks in Warman. Thanks for doing this. Congratulations on an unbelievable accomplishment. It was great to hear a little bit more about it. On just sounds like a great trip, and putting Saskatchewan on the map that way as well. Thanks for doing that.
No, I appreciate it as always, Clark. Thanks so much.